RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
On the road again.
Again, Hugh Douglas.
I'm mad at you, Joe.
Why?
Told me I got work tomorrow.
Now, I don't make the rules around here, okay?
Who's we? You can't give me these many days off and then ask me to come back to work 2 days in a row.
All right, listen, can we get through today before you're worried about tomorrow? Welcome
little,
on in, everyone.
I'm a little sorry. Oh,
you'll be fine. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, we're both here. We're all here today. Kyle's here, Hugh's here, I'm here, and the Philadelphia Eagles are here with another 2025 Philadelphia Eagles victory. Holy moly, bite your nails to the very end. 13
hey, that's football. That, listen.
To 12.
Y'all got them first world problems, man. Mm. This is what football used to be. I remember playing a game like this all the time way back in the 1995.
It felt like some 1990s football. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's react together to an Eagles win in Buffalo, you know, probably the best team that they've beaten in a while. You think about it, you know, the Packers season has kind of fallen off. They're going to be a 7 seed. The Lions missed the playoffs, eliminated. So you kind of go back through the schedule. The Buffalo Bills, even with the loss yesterday, have 11 wins. That's a good football team. What it's obviously a tremendous quarterback. And Hugh, there's a lot to unpack from the game. We will get to the offense, which once again did a no-show in the second half. But the story yesterday, Hugh, was the defense. What they did to Josh Allen and that offense to hold them to 12 points.
Pretty impressive.
Unbelievable. There's a lot of great football coaches. Currently, there's a lot of great football coaches that I've watched, you know, on both sides of the football in my almost 40 years as a fan. You know, there's not many. I mean, it's a small list of coaches that I would say are better coaches than Vic Fangio. That guy is incredible. Hugh, your reaction is the Eagles go to Buffalo and get out of there with a one-point victory.
A win is a win.
There we go.
That's what I'm going
there
with.
We go.
But see, listen, this is the problem. Because I tried to tell you yesterday, and I've been trying to tell y'all all year long. Mm-hmm. 21 points. If you get 21 points, you got a shot. Now, 13 points yesterday was enough to get the job done. But we don't want to live like that. Like, because we're going to probably play some offenses that can score some points. You know, but the way that this defense is playing, man, and I mean, they're playing well. You know, especially those 2D tackles. And the way, you know, Jalen Carter came back, he had a phenomenal game. He blew that guard up.
Like, oh, my goodness.
That guard was a crash test dummy. Because it was almost like, when you slow it down, And this is when people, you know, you appreciate the D-line play. Because on impact, when you watch that guard's head buckle when he goes back and you just see Jalen just sprint through him, that was phenomenal. That was phenomenal to get that sack on, what's his name, Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
That was phenomenal to see. I loved it.
I mean, it was everyone yesterday. I thought Jalex Hunt was awesome. Cooper DeJean had a career high in tackles. Zach Bond stopping Josh Allen from getting in the end zone early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was everyone. They play this defense, for as great as they were last year, this almost feels even more impressive what Fangio's done with this group this year because they lost all those guys. You know, they lost half that defense from last year. And to come back and have this kind of season and to do what they've done since the bye, outrageous. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, on the pregame show yesterday, before the game, I said that if they went to Buffalo and they won convincingly, it would convince us all. Now, they did half of that, right? They went to Buffalo.
They won convincingly.
Well, they didn't win convincingly.
They won. They
I mean,
won.
Hugh, they, that's not
they con- won.
When they didn't, but they didn't win convincingly.
See, I'm not.
But they didn't.
Yes, man.
I mean, that's not true. They won by a point.
They won, though.
They didn't have a completion in the second half of the game.
How many times Buffalo beat Jalen since he's been here? Josh Allen ain't beat Buffalo, beat us yet.
Yeah, no, he's 0 for 3.
Yeah,
one of those is against Wentz. Yeah. I mean, two against Young.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. The bottom line is, they yesterday when we had the pregame show, I said if they won convincingly, I think we'd all be convinced that they had turned a major corner. again, they did half of that. They won.
They won, and they turned the corner.
All right, can I put it this way?
Yes.
Hugh, yesterday, for as fun as it was, and it was a good win, and I'm glad they got it, and I think it helps them mentally as they move towards the postseason.
You're not happy.
No, I'm very happy. But yesterday doesn't change my opinion on their chances to win the Super Bowl. I have the same thought that I did before the game yesterday. The Eagles are clearly capable of winning the Super Bowl. They could do it. I will not be surprised if they get back to Santa Clara and go to the Super Bowl again because this defense is that good. Vic Fangio is that good. And they usually have a half each game where their offense joins the party. But yesterday didn't change my opinion. Like, I don't feel any stronger that they're going. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was the Bills game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the Chiefs game. It was the Bucks game.
Oh, so you're saying it was just a print and paste, what do they call it, cut and paste?
It's the same. We've seen this game nine. I've seen this Eagles game nine times this season. I went through them this morning. The Chiefs, the Rams, the Bucks, the Chargers, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Packers, and now yesterday. You go through all the games this season that they've won like this, or they've played like this, right? They've won six of them. They've lost three of them. They're all the same game, into which the game comes down to a block kick. The game comes down to a block extra point. The game comes down to one final play. Sometimes the Eagles have made the play. Sometimes they haven't. Sometimes Dallas has. Like, it's been the same game nine times. Yesterday was the exact same game as a lot of these other games. They were on the winning side. What I feel, Hugh, is they're good enough to win any game, but it's going to require four coin flips in the playoffs, because this is the way the Eagles play when they play good teams, right? Like, they could blow the Giants out.
Mm-hmm.
They could blow the Raiders out. They could blow the Commanders out. But when they play other good teams, like those teams I was throwing in there, the game looks like yesterday, which is very, very tight right down to the end. Hugh, did yesterday change your opinion on their chances to win the Super Bowl?
Yes, it did. I had an epiphany.
Why?
Yesterday.
What was the epiphany?
That I, like, I'm going to trigger some people with this one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what I thought about. It's like, because there was a stat that was rolled out where I think Jalen Hurts is the first quarterback since, what, the 70s? How did that stat go?
1987,
where
I believe is the statistic.
It was like the lowest, what, scored in the second half or something like that? Because they didn't even score a first down the second half.
The final 14 first downs of the game Buffalo had.
Yeah.
Here it is. The 2025 Eagles, so this, I think this is what you're referencing, first team since the 1987 Patriots to win multiple games in a season in which they didn't complete a second half pass.
Yes.
Hurts is the first quarterback in the play-by-play era since 1978, right? So they started recording each play, to go 0-7 or worse in multiple games in a season.
A historic.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, making history.
That's a lot to digest.
Yeah.
That's a lot to spit out.
Yep.
But the bottom line is this. I had an epiphany. And Jalen Hurts is going to be the first quarterback in history to win a Super Bowl like that. That's how strongly I feel about it.
What do you mean?
It.
Like, we're going to have an
We're going back-to-back. I feel that.
Is he going to have an 0 for second half of the Super Bowl win?
This is probably going to
be. That would be amazing.
This is probably going to be one of the worst offenses to win the Super Bowl in a long time. Since that, we were talking about this morning, the Peyton Manning offense when he was with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing people remember about that is the defense. Because I don't remember the Denver Broncos being offensively that bad, but I'm not in Denver. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you go back and you look at the numbers bear out what we were talking about earlier. But I feel like the way that this Eagles team is playing, who are you afraid of in the playoffs? Like, I would say the Rams are like there. The absolute toughest team that you're going to face when you talk about the number of points that they're going to score. I'll put Seattle in that boat too, but Seattle, not as worried about them as I would probably say I would be.
Yeah, it's not about being worried about any particular team. It's the Eagles' offense that is the concern.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles have done this in nine games this year, and some of those teams aren't even that good.
Defense going to keep
it. The defense could take them to the Super Bowl. I absolutely believe that, but I don't feel any stronger today they're going to win the Super Bowl because they beat the Bills. They had less than 200 yards offense. They didn't complete a pass in the second half. It's the same game we've seen all year.
You know what this is? I'm going to give you an analogy.
Okay.
This is what this is. Like, you know, you got a nice little car collection at your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you like to, like, say, because shout out to my man Fletcher Cox. I think he was the rookie of the year in drag racing. I saw that somewhere. He was the rookie of the year this year. He's going to a banquet. Or he already went to the banquet. He's like in drag racing. He's the rookie of the year. He had a good year. But the bottom line is this. You have, say you have a Lamborghini Gallardo sitting in your yard, right? beautiful car, you know, looks great, a lot of money, high dollar vehicle. But you have that Mustang 5.0 that you've put a couple dollars in, you know, that you've changed the air filters, you've changed the flow masses, you've changed the pulleys, like, you know, you got that thing running. That's your defense. That Mustang is your defense. That's outperforming your supercar.
Yeah, I mean, they've carried the team for 2 years.
So that's what this is going to be. Like, this, if you can keep this defense healthy and salty, I see a path to us going to California?
Santa Clara. Yeah. I do too. I mean, I'm with you on that.
I'm going to wine country.
But I saw the same path before yesterday. How many bottles we getting?
We're going to get a couple.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We're going to get some expensive bottles. We're going to get like two.
215-592-9494. Only two bottles? All the way to Santa Clara? Only two bottles?
It's $100. We're going to get some $100 bottles, though.
If we're going to Santa Clara, we got to get more than two bottles of wine.
Four.
All right, I was thinking eight, but that's fine. 215-592.
They're going to be like $100 a piece.
But how often do you get out there? That's the point. I mean, you got to get the good wine.
We got to get Ken to show us where to get some good wine.
Oh, he will. All right, did yesterday change how you feel about this team's chance to win the Super Bowl? It did for you. It didn't change anything for me. I mean, the Eagles, to me, have the same chance they did before yesterday, which is they have a real chance. This defense is special. Fangio is special. But the offense plays a half a game against good teams. I mean, that's going to be why every playoff game is going to be tight. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni. Ask after the game about, you know, kind of the game it was and how he feels. Here's Sirianni.
You got to give yourself points when you...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When you win football games, there's always things to clean up when you come out of a football game. But if you come out of a football game where you win on the road again in a hostile environment, man, they got really good fans against a really good football team that's had the sustained success that we have. Like if you come out of this and you're just thinking about all the negative things that happen, that makes for a miserable existence.
What are you talking
about?
We'll
get there. We'll get to what we need to clean up, and probably, you know, really good first half by the offense, not a great second half, and a lot of different reasons why. I'm never gonna. Winning's hard in this league, and I'm always gonna enjoy a win. And then I'm gonna be really hypercritical on myself first and foremost, and then the rest of the guys after that, and the coaches. So yeah, you feel great.
Well, I mean, he's got to say that. I mean, that was a hard-fought win over a good football team. They should be excited. We'll see if they play this coming Sunday. That could be the last time his starters are on the field until the playoffs. So I'm totally fine with Sirianni pushing the positives that they won and they got out of there with a victory and all that, because he's the head coach of the football team and they won again yesterday. But it's the same game. I feel like they are all deja vu. The games this year that they've won, again, there's been 9 games that have looked just like yesterday. They've won 6. They've lost 3. The hope now is they got to win 4 in a row starting 2 weeks from now. 215-592-9494. Did yesterday change how you feel about this team's chances to go win
back
a Super Bowl? Go back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
And send us to Santa Clara. Kyle, how you feeling after the Eagles go to Buffalo and they come home with a 13-12 win?
So I'm totally with you on the offense thing. Like, nothing changed about how I feel about the offense. It just is what it is at this point. It's been 17 weeks of the same inconsistent crap where they go entire stretches of games without completing a pass, scoring, and, you know, and they put the defense in a bad position. But, but man, I think what I realized yesterday is that when you look at this playoff field, the Eagles offense does have an advantage over all the rest of these teams. And that's that they don't have to play against this Eagles defense.
Yep.
To be, the defense is so good. They're fast. They're young. They hit. And they just look like they keep getting better and better. So it is what it is with the offense. They're probably going to, you know, it feels crazy to say, but if they can get 21 points a game, 23 in the postseason,
coming around to
they
it.
Could
you
do it. They could.
You hear.
Why not? I don't see a team that, like, I think is super scary, like a total juggernaut. Like, how the hell are we going to beat that team? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that works to the Eagles' advantage in the postseason. They're experienced, well, they're young, and, like, why not?
Let me give you both sides of why, what I think is going to happen in the playoffs. Hugh, they're probably not going to face a quarterback better than the guy they faced yesterday, right? I mean, Stafford's having an incredible season, mm-hmm. so maybe him. But, like, they're probably not going to face a quarterback better than Josh Allen. They held him to 12 points, right? So whatever you think of Stafford or the Seahawks or the 49ers, Robert Sanahita right now, none of them have a better quarterback than Josh Allen. So the Eagles' defense is capable of holding a great quarterback to 12 points. That gives them a chance to win literally every football game they play. That's the part where I think there is feeling of excitement. There's also the other side, as Kyle said, well, you know, they only need to get to about 21 and they could hold. They lost to the Cowboys doing this, right? Mm-hmm. They got up 21-0. They didn't score again, and they lost to the Cowboys doing the same stuff that they did yesterday. So, like, to me, every game is the same in that they are capable of beating anyone. Their defense is capable of shutting anyone down for a long period of time. Anyone. And I mean Allen, Dak. They could do it to Stafford, too. They kind of did it in that game here in Philadelphia for a while, you know, in September. But they also just don't score for such long stretch. I mean, they kept giving the ball back to Buffalo in the second half on the 50-yard line over and over and
that's
over.
That's a lot to ask from your defense.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot to ask.
I don't know how those guys do it.
Yeah. I mean, they're salty. They play salty. But if we do lose, I mean, and it's always a possibility, you know how it's going to be. It's going to be because we didn't score enough points.
Of course it is. Yeah, I mean,
but Captain Obvious over here, that's how you always lose.
Well, no, but sometimes it's the defense.
But it's going to be one of those things where the offense is going to sputter at the worst time. Most teams that I feel like we play against, they try to keep it close so that they can try to pull it out at the end. You're gonna always have to be ahead of the game. And what I mean by that is if you're going to want to win this Super Bowl, you're going to always have to be playing with a lead.
Yeah.
I don't see – this team is not equipped to come back from behind.
Man, I'll tell you, this defense, though, I mean, it is – that was a remarkable effort yesterday. Sometimes I'm watching this Eagles defense, it feels like they have 12 players on the field. That's how they swarm to the football. Anytime someone catches the ball yesterday, there's a guy right there ready to tackle him. Tremendous job. 215-592-9494. Juice in South Philly starts us off. Good morning, Juice.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Juice.
What's up, Kyle? All right. So
it's
real
different
quick,
energy for
one,
you.
I called Joe. You and I have a little bit of a discrepancy we need to take care of.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Let's do that. I don't know what it is. I'm excited to hear about it.
What do you think the reason that the Buffalo Bills lost that game was?
Uh-oh,
the Eagles. The Eagles defense.
Tell him. No, that ain't what he's trying to hear. Yeah. He's trying to hear something else.
It was Josh Allen.
Don't tell
he fumbled the touchdown. Then if Jalen Hurts would have missed that pass that he missed in the two-point conversion when he wasn't getting touched and he threw it three feet short, we'd be crucifying him right now. Superman came up small. And here's one thing that I have to say about Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Our offense is what it is. We lose. I mean, we win, but we win ugly. When we lose, everybody wants to crucify us. But it don't look no different. Every week it's the same thing.
I agree with that,
so
yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. When you win a game in the middle of December, in Buffalo, in the rain, on a playoff push, with a team that needs to win the game for playoff seeding, they're now the 17th, mm-hmm. you take that win and you'd be happy with it.
Happy.
Let me ask you this question. What about Devontae Smith with a ball going right through his hands? Does that count? What about when they were hugging AJ's arm and he tried to catch it one hand, but we didn't get the call on that? We can't blame Jalen for everything. Juice, hold on.
What did I say about Jalen to start the show?
He's just making sure you don't say nothing about Jalen, Joe. You know how reckless you get with your speculation.
The narrative that we usually, right? So I'm more on Josh Allen right now, though. I want you to hear this.
You're on Josh Allen right now.
Jalen Hurts. Here's one thing we know about Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. and we need to start giving him his flowers. Mm-hmm. Not 20 years from now.
I mean, Juice, hold on. He literally had zero completions in the second half. It completed less than 50% of his passes. Is today the day for the flowers? Today?
Yes. Now is not the time to be the negative Nancy.
He won the game, Joe.
Oh, God.
So here's what I'm saying.
He dragged him.
Oh, God.
If we get next week, or 2 weeks from now, and he wins a game 6-0, and they don't score in the second half, are you going to say it's Jalen's fault that they won the game?
I'm going to say the truth. Why is the truth so hard, Juice? The Eagles defense wins the game.
Ain't nobody trying to hit that
Juice. That's why they won, because Jalen Carter blocked that extra point. Juice, if he doesn't block that extra point, they lose.
Get at him. Get him, Juice. I'm mad at him too.
Let me make this point to you.
Yes.
So, Josh Allen, good quarterback. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, they all have more talent. But what makes someone better? I mean, so when you play a game, the object of any game, from checkers to football, is to win the game.
Sure,
right?
And if you and I are playing checkers, it's one-on-one. Football is not one-on-one. I don't know what – like, we are smarter than this. Juice, I love you, man. We're smarter than this as football fans. Like two years ago when the Eagles played the Bills, right? You can make the case that day Jalen outplayed Josh Allen. Jalen had a big day.
He did.
And he walked off a touchdown in overtime. And what did he do? Like,
ain't that what y'all want
to
see?
Yeah, they were wearing the Kelly greens. He put a big second half. All right, like that day he got the best of him. You know, mano a mano, they both threw the ball a lot. There was a high-scoring game. I got you on that one. That was a big day for Jalen. I loved the way he played at the end of that game. Yesterday's not that day.
It feels a little bit desperate.
It does. Like, what? Again, I didn't come on here today and say, Jalen Hurts, man, he was terrible.
They stopped you before you got a chance.
I mean, guys,
they are begging you to say something nice about this guy.
All I said for the last 15 minutes was their defense amazing. Also, when it comes to the Allen thing, do you guys, maybe I think we're seeing this the wrong way. Instead of saying, oh, we watched the Eagles against the Bills. Josh Allen's not that good. Instead of saying the Eagles played the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes isn't that good. How about saying our defense is amazing? That's not the story today. But that
Joe.
Is the story. I mean, that's the story.
That's not the story today, Joe.
That is absolutely the story.
It's 1,000,000%
the story. It's the story.
No, it's not.
The Eagles defense isn't the story?
That's kind of disrespectful.
No, I just think it's funny that nobody mentioned James. Well, I guess I did. But then
you threw him under the bus with that bringing up that
bus.
Stat.
You called for the stat.
I didn't. No, that stat.
That's you
a,
called for it,
That's
Juice.
A fact.
All stats are facts.
So why you can't get mad at me about stating a fact?
Well, because he's all
and
sensitive
also,
about Jalen. Yeah,
and he said he all sensitive.
I mean, it completed 48% of his passes yesterday. Come on,
and I saw yesterday. There's a path to win the Super Bowl. Jalen, like, listen, man, Jalen's a unicorn. There's no question about that. I'm convinced. You know, when you talk about the games that he's won this year, when they rolled that stat, I'm like, man, there's not another quarterback in this modern NFL that has that stat line and has the winning percentage that he has.
Yeah, what do you think that means?
I mean, he the quarterback.
Well, it means the team is great.
We could parse that. We could have that conversation all day long. But the bottom line is, he's the guy with the keys to the Ferrari or the Lamborghini or whatever you want to call it. Yep. He's the guy with the keys.
215-592-9494. What a game in Buffalo. I do think the story is the Eagles' defense. That's the story.
You're delusional, Joe.
Well, I'm not delusional. I'm seeing this pretty clearly. The defense is the reason they have a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. It was such a 2025 Eagles win. Did it change how you feel about their Super Bowl chance? We'll get into it with you all day. 215-592-9494 for your reaction. We'll let you hear how it sounded right here on WIP. Merrill will join us later. We'll have Jason Avant at 12 o'clock today, usually at Wednesday. He'll be with us on a Monday, so a lot to get to. Let's get everyone's reaction up. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.